Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we have a very fun, light show today. We're going to be talking about all things Hollywood, celebrity, and media related. Of course, dog related. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a gorgeous day here in the Puget Sound, so hard to complain.
Is it a nice day to walk your dog today?
I would think yes. I would say yes. We got a little sunshine.
Good answer.
It's not too cold. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. It is. I went for a lovely walk this morning on Lake Washington, just down near Seward Park with a client dog, and it was lovely.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. Well, what inspired the Hollywood celebrity theme for today's show is that Darcy and I are going to see Kathy Griffin this weekend.
Oh, great.
Paramount.
Sounds like fun.
So she's a comedian. She has a TV show, My Life on the D-List. I don't know if she still has that show.
D doesn't stand for dog, does it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like
is that
D,
would just tie in perfectly?
No, more like grade D, like as opposed to A.
A-list, B-list.
She's not so much a D-List celebrity anymore, though. She's kind of, I think she's A-list now.
She might be C or B.
I'd give her at least a B. Actually, okay. I would give her an A, but anyway, so she's she is a dog lover, and, you know, she talks a lot about, well, pretty much exclusively about celebrities, and it's not a, you know, her comedy doesn't have too much of an underlying message to it.
It's pretty surface.
Trash talking.
Yes.
But I find it amusing, and I've seen her show, My Life on the D-List. I haven't seen it in a while, but I used to watch it, and there was an episode where she had a dog trainer over, and she lives in L.A. somewhere down there. Big house, and she has two dogs. Chance, I think, is one of them, and then Pom Pom is a new one. They're both kind of look like yellow lab mixes. And she had this dog trainer over who I think was German, a woman, or she was from another country. And they were had on the show that this, you know, where she had the dog trainer over, and Pom Pom, who at the time I think was, you know, an adolescent dog, so more of a troublemaker, somewhere around one or one and a half maybe, was getting out of their yard in between a space, I think between like the fence and some trees or something. There was a little bit of a gate kind of that the dogs would get out of their yard, and they kept going and roaming up, and she didn't want them to do that anymore, and so she had hired this dog trainer to come over and help her. And the woman told her to dress up in a big rat costume. And you can actually go on YouTube and find this on YouTube and see her do this. And I mean, I don't know how much of this was done for the benefit of the show, but...
Right.
But so the trainer had her dress up in this huge rat costume and like crouch by the opening, and then they let the dogs out. And then when the dog went over near the area that she wasn't supposed to do, Kathy was supposed to scare the dog, and she's in this big rat costume. And she's like, you know, so they show the dog go over there, and then Kathy kind of pops out in this big gray furry outfit, and she's like going like, like making this really weird screeching sound.
Rat noise.
And so the dog's like, and I guess they were supposed to be calling the dog back to the, I don't know what really the philosophy was. Or, I mean, I can understand maybe that they were trying to freak the dog
Give
out.
Give the dog a bad association with
that area. But I don't know. I mean, it wasn't that far away from the house, so.
Did it work? Did the dog get freaked?
No, it did not appear to work. I mean, the dog just barked. The younger dog was just basically barking, would run over and bark at her and then run back, and they'd try to get the dog into the house, and then she'd run away from them, and then she'd run back and bark. And then the other older dog was an older male, and he, I don't know, eventually just came up to Kathy. He just knew it was her, and then just was like sitting in front of her wagging his tail, and it was funny. I mean... Just the show was funny. I thought it was funny anyway, but that particular episode as a dog trainer.
I guess it goes to show dogs are smarter than you think. A and B, not everybody that calls themselves a dog trainer knows what the heck they're doing.
Yes, yes, there is no sort of widespread certification that anyone has to go through. I mean, right. It was a creative idea, but just, I mean, who's really going to do that? Like, go to some costume rental place? That's probably expensive.
Not terribly practical.
No, but entertaining. So if you go to YouTube and put in the search Kathy Griffin rat, the first thing that will come up will be the video of Kathy in a rat costume. And it's not the video footage from the show, so it's not terribly great quality. I think it's one of her assistants doing their own little home video of it. Very entertaining, though. And then there was another episode that she had on Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, for the same two dogs, and I think there was some controversy of something that she said about his show because she was up against him for an Emmy.
Oh, okay.
And I think he won, and so she was, you know, making fun of that. And
so she whispered something that wasn't so nice.
Well, that's kind of her thing. But anyway, so she had him over, and he was teaching her dogs how to use the treadmill, and which she had several of, and it was good. I guess he was able to get them both on, but, and I've actually done that a few times, had dogs learn how to walk on a treadmill. It's pretty cool. I had a young Australian Shepherd do it, and an older Shiba Inu and Rottweiler.
And they like that?
Learn how
like
to do it.
Going on the treadmill?
Some dogs more than others.
Yeah.
Some dogs are like...
Well, just like people then.
Yeah. Although I think dogs get more freaked out by it than people.
Right. I want to see a dog on a stationary bike, personally. But,
we'll talk
I've
about that
I've got one going to waste
show.
At home, too. So,
yeah,
you know,
really.
You need one to
someone, might as well,
help
someone,
get this started. Yeah.
Well, some dogs actually take to it pretty quickly, but I think for any dog, it's weird. I mean, at first, it's stressful because they have to, and that's kind of the point of it, is that they have to really think and focus and work and learn how to do it, and it definitely wipes them out, and it's definitely something that you need to kind of know how to read your dog, and it's not the kind of thing where you just kind of throw them on there and force them to do it. I have done it, and it's, you know, I think it's a good alternative. I did it for somebody who had an injury and was not able to walk her large Rottweiler, mm-hmm. you know, as much as she was able to, and so this was a great alternative, especially for winter months, to get the dog some exercise. So it's interesting.
If you can set up two treadmills and
exercise
go at the same
together.
Time as your dog, that would be even better.
Yeah, make the time go by faster. You can just chat, watch the episode of Kathy Griffin on YouTube.
I think we're onto like a billion-dollar idea here, like gyms that cater to people that want to exercise with their dog.
Yes. Well, interesting that you say that, because I found a article about a church that was starting to accept dogs into their church to boost membership. So this was from, this was on NPR back in November, and it says, when a Los Angeles pastor decided his church needed a boost in membership, he did a little soul searching and decided man's best friend should be part of the fold. Now his Sunday service at Covenant Presbyterian Church is attracting new parishioners and their faithful pooches. On a recent Sunday, you can see that most of those arriving are not regular churchgoers. For one thing, it takes them a while to get settled in their seats. So they're, you know, it was like a marketing tactic, I guess, to open up the services to people and their dogs. And people are into it.
Well, you know, when I was a kid going to church, we had a crying room for people that had babies. And I'm wondering, do they have a barking room there?
Well, if you had to go to the crying room, were you still able to hear the service?
Oh, yeah. They piped it in through speakers.
Well,
if you could hear it over your baby screaming, then you could hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
luckily, the rest of the congregation
wouldn't
have to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how that, you know, might be attracting new members who want to bring their dogs to church with them.
Right.
But some people who aren't dog lovers may not want dogs to be there.
Right.
And might actually leave. So.
Well, I'm sure they probably have separate services for the non-dog lovers.
I don't know about that, Eric. Maybe. I would think so, because not everyone's going to be psyched about that.
Right.
And then, you know, then the, what if the dogs don't like each other and...
Well, there's that too, yeah.
Barking and interruption and... There's a Crybaby Tuesday at Columbia City Cinema, a little movie theater in our neighborhood, where you can bring your baby to the movie on all shows before six.
Huh.
Similar. So if you're... have a baby and you're with a group of other baby people, that's great. But if you end up going on a Tuesday and you're not aware, then you're in for a nasty surprise.
Yeah. Do they don't have like a big sign, warning, baby show.
Well, they have a sign, but I don't think maybe everybody knows what the deal is, but it's a small kind of neighborhood theater. So, well, I've got all sorts of, topics and interesting news stories from around the world, and then also some interesting celebrity dog related stories from this country. Certainly no shortage. I'm also here to answer your questions. As a training behavior and nutrition specialist, I would be happy to take your call and answer any questions you might have about your dog, whether it be training or behavior related, or maybe about your pet's food. So feel free to give us a call anytime during the show. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or you can call toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Again, that toll-free number is 888-298-5569. We'd love to talk to you on air and get your dog-related question answered, and hopefully help some listeners as well. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Show me the shallow water before I get too deep. What I am is what I am, you what you are or what. Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Kemley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com. This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
All
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're talking today about all things Hollywood and celebrity and media as it pertains to dogs.
Mm. And if religion is a smile on a dog, as Edie Brickell sings in that song there, then you think those dogs are smiling at the dog church that we talked about in the last segment?
I bet they're just happy to be there with their owner. It's probably... I mean, I don't know. Churches, I guess, have different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine the types of churches where they, you know, erupt in amens and hallelujahs might be, that would be even twice as loud because it would get the dogs all
right.
Fired up. Because dogs really mirror our energy. So if it was just a quiet, I mean, that's why like yoga with dogs is who, and we had Brenda Bryan on several months ago talking mm-hmm. about her local classes. Where she does dog, you know, yoga with dogs where people do yoga and the dogs just kind of fall asleep because the people get into this nice, you know,
meditative state.
Totally. Yeah. So the dogs just kind of hop on board that wave.
Maybe dogs were meant to be Quakers then.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. If I were to go to church, I would want to take my dog with me. That's for sure. I guess that's why I always say church is outside for me.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because I'm with my dogs. Well, I found all sorts of interesting stuff. I certainly don't have my finger on any sort of Hollywood pulse, but as I was searching for it, I came across all sorts of interesting stories. The first thing I wanted to talk about, because I actually recently had a few people ask me what I thought of the various celebrity endorsed or owned dog foods that are on the market. And then there was a line of Dog Whisperer food that was exclusive to one particular food superstore or supply superstore. And then there's Ellen has a new dog food that she's a part owner in Halo. Natural dog food, and I think they make cat food as well. And then I found out through the search, Rachel Ray has a line of pet food called Nutrish.
Huh.
Yeah. So, you know, I am always skeptical of pet food, and so I don't really care who's endorsing it. I want to see the ingredients. So I looked them up and looked at the ingredients. Now, I couldn't find Caesar's food. The Dog Whisperer food, I think, might be no longer.
Hmm.
I looked at, searched for it, and online on the store that sells it, and it said the product is no longer available. And that was the case for all of the different formulas and whatever. So I wasn't able to check that one out, although I do remember looking at it a while ago, and it was... they say that it's like first ingredients, organic meat or something like that. And like, that's great. But what else is in it too?
Yeah.
And I don't remember being terribly impressed by it. I think there was a lot of grain. Happily, Ellen's food actually looks pretty good. The Halo, Spots stew, the ingredients for, the chicken recipe is chicken, eggs, pea protein, oats, vegetable broth, barley, chicken fat, peas, chicken liver, salmon, et cetera, salmon oil, and some other goodies as well, including some real foods, apples, blueberries, green beans, carrots, et cetera. So, you know, based off of that little snapshot by the list of ingredients, which is always one what you want to look at when you're shopping for pet food, is the list of ingredients, not what they say in bold print on the front of the bag.
Or whose picture is on the
or whose picture is
front
on
of
it.
The bag, yeah.
Exactly.
Or can, as the case may be.
Yeah, although, you know, a client of mine, Cosmo, the golden retriever, is on a bag of nationally sold dog food, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately,
it's not a dog food that you're impressed with.
Not only am I not impressed with it, but it's one of the worst foods on the market.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was kind of like bittersweet.
Right, right.
Like, that's so cool that he's on the bag, and then it's like, oh, but the food is so bad.
Well, if you just want to buy it for the bag's sake,
no,
I suppose.
I mean, don't even.
Dump out the
just
food.
Take a picture of the bag or something, well, or find it online. But anyway, so Ellen's food I like. I haven't fed it, so, you know, that's one thing, too. You know, a food may look good on paper, but it might not end up being the best fit for your pet. So it always comes down to how do the dogs do on it. And, you know, if the ingredients look good, and I recommend you get a small bag of something to try first and mix it in with your existing food and just kind of phase it out slowly. But I'm happy to say that I like Ellen's food, which is great because I like Ellen a lot. Don't know her personally, but maybe someday. Right, Eric?
Absolutely. Maybe we can get her on the show.
Yeah.
She could talk about Halo.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get in touch with the company, so. Now, Rachel Ray's food, Nutrish, did not pass with such flying colors, in my opinion. I think that it was okay, but not my favorite. Lots of grain, and no byproducts, but lots of grain. And I'm trying to find the, oh, here it is, nutritional info. So you can find a look at these at rachelray.com. And also Ellen's one, I think, is halo.com. It looks like we have a caller, Patty, on Line one has a comment for us, so we're going to take Patty's call. Hi, Patty.
Hi there. I just thought I would mention that I have given my dogs the Halo brand, and I have five, and my dogs are not fussy. They like most everything,
mm-hmm.
but they absolutely gulped down the canned food. They absolutely got so excited and had a lot of enthusiasm. And they've also had the dry food. I don't remember which one I bought because I bought a small bag, but mm-hmm. they really, really like it. And I also really looked at the ingredients. I didn't know that Ellen had any part of it, but when you mentioned Halo, I thought, I really like it.
Oh, good. Well, thanks. Mm-hmm. And what kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, I have, and I've called you before, I have a Schnauzer mix, I have a Cocker Spaniel, I have a Cocker Shih Tzu, a Bichon Poodle, and a Chihuahua something, and they're all rescued. Most uh-huh. of them found me.
Now, when you called, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, didn't one of your dogs get into some cookie dough?
Yes, and he now eats his poop. And actually, I did want to call you and ask you, I can't quite remember what you told me I should give him. It sounded like cornucopia.
To make the poop taste not like fresh-baked cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
And then you suggested putting something distasteful on it. And I did that for a while, and it was kind of successful, but again, I didn't keep it up. So he really does enjoy getting out there and checking this stuff out.
Yeah.
Yes, he ate all the cookie dough. Yes.
Yeah. So his poop came out, you know, tasting...
No, yes, uh-huh.
Pretty sweet.
Yes.
So there is a product on the market that is for poop eating, and it's actually, the term is coprophagia.
Okay.
You can look at a natural, you know, go to a natural pet store and look for a supplement. I've also heard B-complex vitamin can make it taste not so good. And
like a vitamin for people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then also a meat tenderizer.
Okay.
If you put that on the food, and then I guess it does something on the other end that isn't desirable to the dogs. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also, like I said, there is a product out there. I haven't had experience with it, but there's a few products that are marketed specifically for that behavior. So.
Okay. Well, I basically shop at a natural pet food store, and I don't think that I really thought to ask them this question, so I will.
Yeah. And if you do a if you do like a B complex, maybe just ask your vet. You know, about dosage. I don't know if you can overdose on it or not.
Okay.
Especially with little dogs. Maybe just double check on that.
And actually, I think you could, because one of them, I dropped a pill one day, and I don't remember which one it was, and they did call me back to be sure of the dosage, you know, the milligrams.
Yeah.
To be sure that it wasn't too powerful for the one that grabbed it before I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to give you the feedback on, and also, I didn't really hear the first part of your show, but you talked about dogs in church.
Yes.
And I have taken the puppies to, when they have St. Francis, the feast day for blessing of the animals.
Yeah.
I have taken them to a church that is not my normal church, and all the animals, I've taken them a couple of times, have been so well behaved.
Mm.
And of course, they're geared for that on that particular day, and everybody goes up and gets blessed. And it's really, really a beautiful ceremony, and the dog's behavior in church, all of these animals, it wasn't just dogs, cats, somebody brought a fish, but really, really well behaved animals. So they must have sensed that it's a quiet place.
Mm, the fish wasn't barking too much? Or...
No, next to none. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So,
well,
anyway.
Thank you so much for giving us a call and letting us know about your experience with that food. I'm glad that your dogs liked it. And,
oh, they do very, very much. Yeah. Yes. Okay,
and
thank
if you,
you
find something, Patty, that does work for your dog's poop eating, feel free to give us a call back and let us know what you found was successful so we can let other people know.
Okay, I certainly will.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, the thing that makes me wonder about that is you say put something on the droppings to make them distasteful, but what's more distasteful already than droppings?
Well, that's coming from a human mind, Eric.
I guess it is, yes.
Dogs and other animals do this too. I think I remember seeing some footage on TV years ago of gorillas eating poop because there's vitamins and minerals that don't get absorbed that just sort of come out, and so they can try again on the second round and maybe absorb them this time.
It's one way to recycle.
Yeah, I think the part about the doing a taste deterrent after the fact is just the visual of the human having to go out and, you know, go to the poop and just spray it with something. Or so I think ideally you put something in the front end that's going to do the job for you.
Right.
And, yeah, as long as it doesn't harm the pet. So, but it is a kind of a natural behavior. So unfortunately, even though to us it's disgusting, and your dog comes in and gives you a kiss on the cheek and you get a whiff of something. But unfortunately for dogs, it is actually kind of a natural behavior. So, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Your home is your castle, but the upkeep. There's always so much to do. You don't want your investment to look run down, but who has time for all the things that need to be done? Regular window washing, gutter and roof cleaning, house cleaning, routine pressure washing. And what about those dryer vents? Lint in dryer vents is a common source of house fires. Ouch! Wouldn't it be nice to have an experienced, established, and respected company take care of those routine tasks for you on a regular basis? Capital Cleaning Services, serving the Seattle area since 1973, is your perfect choice. With years of experience and top ratings on Angie's List, Puget Consumer Checkbook, and the Better Business Bureau, Capital Cleaning Services can reliably and safely help you with your routine home and maintenance tasks. You're in the clear with Capital Cleaning. So call today for a free quote and see how we can help you protect your investment and keep your home looking beautiful all year round. Call 206-782-2494. That's 206-782-2494 for Capital Cleaning Services.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We're talking about all things Hollywood, celebrity, media related. Mm-hmm. Also here to answer your questions about your dog, whether it be training or behavior or nutrition and food related. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Again, that's 888-298-5569. If you have a training question or quirky behavior that you were curious about, or dog breed question, or something food related, really anything, I'd love to hear from you. So again, that's 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Give us a call. So I was looking, one of the things that I found in dog news was the world's oldest dog is actually, I think, just died, was what I found, and the dog was almost 21. 20 years and 11 months, I think. And the previous record holder was a dog, and this dog was in Britain. The previous record holder was 21, and that dog lived in New York. And they're both dachshund mixes, which I thought was interesting. And I also was kind of surprised that that they weren't older. I mean, not that 21 isn't old, but as far as like a world record, I would have thought maybe like 23.
Well, you know, they hit 21, they can start drinking, and then it's all downhill.
That's what it is. Yeah, so, yeah, and there's a video of this dog, this dachshund mix, who's like 21 years old, almost 21, jumping up and off the couch, and that dog did not look like it was almost 21 years old. It was pretty amazing.
Again, the drinking.
Right.
Ill-advised behavior.
It's what a life of sobriety will do for you.
That's right.
And then once you hit 21, forget it. So, and there's also some other interesting records. The tallest dog living, well, this is outdated, but it of course, you know, no surprise. I think I see these are all Great Danes. They have like the highest jump, the longest ears, 13 and a half inches for one of them for the longest ears. And you can go to GuinnessWorldRecords.com and look at other doggy type records world records that are being held. I found an article about a dog that may very well be the world's, or used to be anyway, thankfully it's past tense, but used to be the world's fattest dog, at least for body weight. This dog was twice its recommended body weight, and this was in, I believe, Scotland, Glasgow? Isn't that Scotland?
Glasgow, yeah.
Glasgow. So a Dogs Trust Glasgow resident who made the news last January, and this is recent, this is just about a week ago, came in. It was a six-year-old beagle cross, weighed the same as an average six-year-old child. Now, I'm not sure what it says a whopping 4.5 stones, so I don't know what that is, but it's 28 and a half kilograms when he was brought to the shelter, and they adopted him out. And over the course of the year, the dog lost about half of his body weight, and you know, within the consultation of vets, because the vets warned that rapid weight loss would actually put a strain on the dog's organs. So that they, you know, it's always good to lose weight slowly if you're trying to take weight off the dog. I think that's true with people as well. But anyway, nice to see that the dog has lost weight. And, you know, obesity is, when we've had Dr. Fox on the show, Dr. Michael Fox, the author of several books, that obesity is one of the biggest health problems in pets. It's not recorded under the information that he got from, I think it was a pet insurance thing, because they don't cover that necessarily, but it really is an issue. You know, and again, I think pets mirror people as well. The state of the pet food industry is a reflection of the state of the human food industry, and pet health problems tend to mirror ours as well. And obesity is really, really hard on pets. It puts more stress on their joints, contributes to arthritis, diabetes, and all sorts of other health issues. So it really is important to keep your dogs lean, just like with people, exercise and diet.
And by the way, 14 pounds in a stone.
Thank you, Eric.
Just thought we'd...
So what did they say?
I think you said
four and a half stones.
4.5 stone, yeah.
So that's like 67 pounds or something like that?
Yeah.
That's a heavy beagle mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a picture of it online. I got this off of dogmagazine.net. Lots of interesting stories on this website. You can find that. And look at a picture of the dog before it lost weight. It was so fat it couldn't even walk.
Oh, that's terrible.
Needed a sling to be moved from one place to another. So now he's lost weight. He can run around and properly enjoy his walks like any other dog.
Well, did you happen to see the picture of Chanel, the dog that was the oldest dog, I guess, that has passed on? It was the Dachshund mix that was 21 years old that passed on.
Yeah.
That really cute picture of Chanel with doggles on, because I guess Chanel suffered from cataracts, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
You would think she would get doggeracts, but nope.
Good one, Eric. Oh. Well, we have a caller on line one who has a question, I believe.
All right.
So we'll take that. Welcome to the Dog Talk Show.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question about counter surfing,
yes.
Stealing food off counters.
Yep.
How do you stop that, especially when you're not around? I've tried things that, you know, make noise, fall off the counter. I tried SCAT, which is a motion-detected can that sprays out air, and everything works for a little while, but not for very long. The dog figures it out and goes in for the food after the noise is over or whatever.
Aren't they tricky? What kind of dog do you have?
A yellow lab.
Okay. How old?
8.
Okay. Well, my older dog, who I had to put down this summer, he was a lab mix, and he used to do this. And it's, uh-huh. They will usually do this when you're not home, because they know that that's when they can get away with it. But,
right.
You know, the product that I found, I haven't heard of the one that blows air.
It's actually for cats. It's called SCAT, S-S-S-C-A-T.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a product actually called a SCAT mat, S-C-A-T-M-A-T, and those work great for counter surfing, because what it does is it's a translucent, thin plastic mat that you lay on top of the counter. So it's just there. The dog doesn't know whether it's there or not, and you can just leave it there and turn it off and just, you know, leave it down for, you know, several weeks so that you get that consistent response so that the dog, you know, you don't just leave it down for a couple days. And you can get them online. That's where I recommend you buy it. It has definitely the best price online. You can get different sizes and shapes. They even make a windowsill shaped one that's like a long strip. But what it does is it's a thin, flexible plastic mat, and it has a wire that's strung through it and a battery pack attached to it. So it's like a static charge, like if you touch a doorknob in the winter and you get like a little zap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when the paws touch the pad.
So that's a great idea.
So the dog thinks the counter is now electrically charged.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of thing where they're not going to be able to outsmart it, like, well, just wait for it to go off because it's only activated by touch.
Mm-hmm.
And that is excellent for keeping dogs off of counters, off of couches, you know, beds, and any kind of surface, especially when it's the kind of thing, which is usually the case when you're gone, because the dog knows you're not there to squirt them with a squirt bottle or do whatever, you know, what, do something that you could provide when you're there.
Right.
So the whole point kind of is that you're not there and it's actually something that comes from the counter itself.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you. I will try it.
Yeah, it's called a scat mat.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, great.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ah, yes, counter surfing. Chewy used to do that, my boy. My boy, who I lost a few months ago. It was very sad. I just had a dream about him last night, actually, and I was...
Was he countersurfing in the dream?
No, he wasn't.
Good.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he did come back and visit me. If his ghost or something had come back and find the bread on the ground or something. No, he was in my dream last night, though, and it's interesting. I actually did a show about this a few months ago. It was like 4 months ago. When I had to put him down and kind of my experience. It's the first time I've had to go through that, losing a dog. And, you know, it's still in the grief process. It's easier for sure, but I still feel it. And I still, you know, still cry over him and I miss him, definitely. But it does get easier. It actually got easier faster than I thought it would, which was good. But that was a really interesting show. If you wanted to check that one out, I think it was like mid to late September was that show about Chew. And I had some really great callers, listeners calling in to share their stories as well. So all the past shows are archived on the website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. You can go anytime, any place, and listen to any show. We've had over 45 now, I think, which is amazing. We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary, Eric.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
It's just flown by.
Yeah. So that's dogtalkshow.com. Go to the podcast page and you can click on any show and it will just start to play for you. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Does work feel like a puzzle and you don't know where all the pieces are, or you have all the pieces but you don't know what the picture should look like? Then join me, Denise Rubin, 30-year vet in human resources. I've sat in the boardroom and in the executive offices, and I'll share with you the trials and tribulations of the workplace and how together we can solve the workplace puzzle one piece at a time. Tune in to Work Does Matter Fridays from 1 to 2 in the afternoon, an alternative Talk 1150. Visit my website at workdoesmatter.com.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
I'm Rich Hallstrom. Join me and my co-host Tim Humphrey every Monday at 1 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 for Motivation with a Purpose, where we will tell the inspiring stories of people from all walks of life. Motivation with a Purpose every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. If you have a question, we still have time to take your call. Anything dog-related, training, behavior, nutrition, breed-specific, anything. We'd love to hear from you. Number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
I had some ideas during the break that if you're having a problem with countersurfing, you should dress up like a giant rat and then jump out and scare your dogs when they do that.
If you're just tuning in, we were talking earlier in the show about this show on Kathy Griffin's My Life on the D-List, when she had to dress up, well, a trainer, following the advice of a local trainer, dressed up in a giant rat costume to scare her dog away from getting out of the fence.
Yeah.
Fenced-in yard. I was thinking maybe just, you know, extend the fence longer, but you know.
There you go. Yeah, try and patch up the hole. I like the idea of the scat mat, though.
Yes.
That was interesting. Maybe Kathy, if she's listening, can try that next time.
And Kathy Griffin, if you need some dog training advice, would love to hear from you. She's going to be in Seattle.
That's right.
Tomorrow. Well, she's not playing tomorrow, but yeah, I'm sure she's listening right now. Ooh, someone's calling in. Maybe it's Kathy.
Maybe it's Kathy Griffin.
Yeah. So usually she just calls my cell phone, but I don't know. Maybe she's calling the show now.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
Love to have her on the air.
Well, so I found this thing of dogs of celebrities just because it's kind of interesting as far as what celebrities have dogs and what kinds of dogs they have and all that. And we're going to get to that after we take Carol's call. Carol from Puyallup. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a dachshund and rescue dog, and it's a toy dachshund, very small. And my son got it from an overturned bucket out in a cow pasture, and the farmer said that the dog was a throwaway. And my son said, well, why? And it's blind in one eye, has a broken ear, and a bit off tail, and I just love her. And he brought her to me. But the thing is, she don't like my husband. When I go to bed at night, we're on different shifts, and my husband comes in about 1 o'clock, and I go to bed like 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to let him in the bedroom. I mean, she bares her teeth and growls and everything. And yet during the day, he takes her for her mile walk and does everything with her.
Mm-hmm. So is this the only area that she shows aggression towards your husband?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, it doesn't mean she doesn't like him.
Okay, she has to sleep touching me, too.
Yeah. Well, what she's doing is she's basically being possessive of the bed, which is very common. A very high percentage of people who have dogs, if they are bitten by their dog, are bit over the bed. It's a very, very valuable space for a dog to occupy where you sleep. And so basically, you know, what she's doing is sort of obvious, is that she's trying to keep him out of the bed. But it's because it's a very high value space to occupy, and it's more of a leadership dominance issue, not so much that she doesn't like him, which, you know, makes sense that you say that he, you know, they go on walks together and she's fine. But then once he tries to get into bed after you are settled in, she doesn't want to let him on the bed.
Every night it never stopped.
So what
she
does
was just a year old when we got her, and she's 2 years old now.
When did she start doing it?
Right away.
Okay. And what do you do to get him? I mean, I'm assuming he does get into bed.
Oh yeah, he does. I first would tell her, no, bad dog. And my husband said, no, we don't want to make her feel bad. He says, I'll just crawl in real easy, and he sneaks kind of in the bed real slow, and he talks to her.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if he should bring her a treat or something.
Well, that's very sweet of him to be so tolerant of her.
Yeah, we love her.
Yeah. Well, I think it's actually a kind of a combination of both. So it's not that you want, you know, that you necessarily want her to feel bad about it, like not good or bad, but you want to communicate to her that that is not appropriate. It's not her place to tell him that he can't get into his bed. So it's just sort of inappropriate behavior. So we're not trying to make her feel bad about it, but we're just trying to communicate to her that she can't do that. So that's where you would provide, you know, some sort of consequence. Maybe try like a squirt bottle, or you could, you know, the other thing you could do is just pick her up and put her down off the bed as the consequence. So you just kind of scoop her up, tell her no, and then off the bed, and do that consistently. And then she's going to be like, huh, well, you know, when I growl at dad, when he comes in, tries to come into bed, I get booted off the bed. So then that's kind of communicating to her through your actions that it's not her bed to guard.
Oh, okay. I'll try that.
Now
sometimes I get up and then I pick her up and I take her out and I make her go out and go potty. And then he runs and sneaks in bed.
Yeah.
And then I let her back in and then she's fine. Jack's surprised to see him there.
Right.
But, you know, she kind of gets up and looks in his face.
Yeah. And that's more of a distraction. So,
yeah.
You know, the problem with that is that then you have to get up out of bed and that disturbs your sleep.
Yeah, I don't want to do that no
more. So you want to communicate to her that it's not okay, you know, it's not okay for her to do that. It doesn't mean you don't love her and that, you know, she's a bad dog. But you just need to communicate to her that that particular behavior is not okay. And so there just has to be some sort of clear consequence that happens as soon as she starts it.
Okay,
so either scoop
good.
Her up and boot her off the bed and tell her no, or you can try a squirt bottle. And, you know, there's definitely things that you can do as far as positive association, but I think more so what you need to do is to communicate to her that that's not appropriate. Because if he came in and had a treat, you wouldn't want her growling at him and then having her, you know, having him give her a treat, because then it would almost be like he was rewarding her for the aggression.
Yeah, we don't want to reward her for it. We don't want this going on.
No, she doesn't need encouragement. So I would just let her know firmly but calmly, no, and actions speak louder than words with dogs. So scoop her up, boot her off the bed. Nope, off the bed. You know, she, basically that's just what happens. So she loses her privilege of being on the bed because it is a privilege.
Uh-huh, it is. Yeah, okay. I'll try that.
Yeah, and good luck to you, and thanks so much for calling in and for listening to the Dog Talk Show.
Oh, I love your show. It's great.
Now, we can send you back to Darcy, and if you'd like us to mail you out some free car stickers, we'd be happy to do that.
Oh, I would love to have a car sticker.
Okay, we'll put you on hold, Carol. We'll send you to Darcy. She'll get your mailing information. We'll send you a car sticker.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, very common behavior is dogs will get possessive over the bed. Also couches, I see that a lot too. And you just got to let them know. That's not just not going to fly. Sorry, but it's just not going to fly. So that was a great question. We had a lot of great questions today. And I will look forward to seeing Kathy Griffin this weekend. And I'll report back and see if she has any funny dog stories that she talks about. She's at the Paramount this weekend. And I did have a list of interesting celebrity dog facts that I will save for another show. If you've missed any of our past shows, you can go to the website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com, and go to the podcast page. I've also posted a fundraiser. It's an animal rescue CD that is trying to get produced, is being produced, and it's a fundraiser for that CD. All of the proceeds go to a shelter. So you can go to the website and look at that on the homepage as well. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this